Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on the recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, good afternoon. I have Robert Graham on the line, Junior.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer him over. Thank you.
Thank you so much. He's on the line.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hi, Robert. How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Again, I do want to repeat, this is a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
This is the one that called you. It's the only one I've used.
Okay. So you did not?
I don't know. I think it was an attorney that forwarded the call to you.
So that would be a lead generator. That wouldn't be an attorney.
Okay.
Okay. So you did not already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm that?
Yes.
Okay.
I can affirm that.
Thank you so much. And were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you by chance know the subtype?
I'm sorry?
Do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, yeah. Burkitt cell lymphoma.
You said I'm sorry. What was the first word?
Burkitt.
Burkitt?
Yeah. B-U-R-K-I-T-T.
Lymphoma? Okay. And is this in regards to yourself or someone else?
Myself.
Okay. Again, I am so, so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm fine. I'm cancer-free since December
okay.
2019.
Oh, I'm really, really happy to hear that. With that being said, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I am going to ask you some of the required all of the required questions. A couple of them are a bit repetitive, so please bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or was that the only time?
Only one.
Only one? And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And what year were you diagnosed?
I think it was 2007.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Like 2017, July 2017.
July. All right, so July 1st, 2017. Does that sound correct?
July 5th, I think it was.
All right, say that one more time. You're cutting out a little bit. I'm sorry.
July 15th.
July 15th, 2017. Okay. All right, so I have July 15, 2017. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
At the house, yeah.
At the house, okay. And what is the address of where you used it?
I want to say it was, I don't remember the exact address. I think it was Jordan Lane, but.
Do you know the street name?
Go back. Jordan.
Jordan, and what city is that?
Las Vegas.
Is it Jordan Ave, Jordan Road?
Lane, I think.
Jordan Lane. Okay, so I have Jordan, North Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89032.
That sounds right, yeah.
Okay. And you can't recall the house number?
No, I can't.
No worries.
There's a couple of places. I was bouncing around a little bit back then, but I used it all the places I was staying.
Okay. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No. That was just me.
Okay. And then what year were you born? Or what's your date of birth? I'm sorry.
All right. 11/26/1970.
11/26/1970?
Yeah.
Okay. And happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
So you were roughly around 46 years old when you were diagnosed, is that correct?
47.
47, okay. And then how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
It was a total of eight.
You said 8 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
And then are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And then this is regarding your past and present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
Who?
Epstein-Barr?
I'm sorry? No, I've never heard of that.
Okay. Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And can I get the spelling of your first name, please?
Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Okay, and your last name?
Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M.
Okay, and do you have a suffix in your name?
Junior.
Junior, okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Thank you. And are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And then your date of birth, again, is 11/26/1970?
Yes.
And then can I get your full social, please?
530-157393.
Okay, so I have 530-157393?
Yes.
Okay, and then can I get your height and weight?
5'11 and 175.
Okay. And then can I get your email?
It's BobbyGNLV@gmail.com.
Okay, you said Bobby G.
Yeah, and then NLV.
NLV@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I had that correct. And then the phone number I have for you is 725-279-9293.
Yes.
And this is your cell phone number or your home number?
So.
Okay. All righty. And how did you first learn a connection between Roundup and your Burkitt lymphoma?
I'm not sure. I had some weird symptoms, like, you know, and I kind of went to the doctor after that.
And was the doctor the one that told you that there might be a connection?
Yes. I believe that's, yeah, or we kind of got, he was the one that brought it up.
Okay. And then how long ago was this when you found out about the connection?
Back in, like, 2017.
2017? Was it when you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay, so about July 15, 2017?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to confirm. And then how many times a year did you use Roundup, if you had to estimate?
I use it once a month, at least.
Once a month? And did you use it every month out of the year?
Yeah, pretty much.
So the math on that would be 12 times a year, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then what year and month did you start spraying Roundup?
I'm going to say...
To the best of your knowledge.
I'm just kind of trying to remember. I think like 2000... I want to say 2009.
Okay. And the month?
March
2009.
March.
Yeah. Okay. And then what year did you stop spraying Roundup?
July 2017.
July of 2017. Okay. So I have the year you started spraying Roundup as roughly, or the date you started spraying Roundup roughly as March 1st, 2009. And you stopped spraying roughly around July 1st, 2017. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Correct. And did you use any protective gear when you were applying Roundup?
No.
No? Okay. And then when you applied it, how big of an area was it applied to? You said it was at home, so was it front and backyard? Size of the yard?
It's 12, 13 meters.
13 meters?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. And that was residentially, correct?
Yes.
And then I just want to confirm the state you sprayed it in was Nevada?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the next couple questions are a little bit repetitive, but I do have to ask them. What was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And how were you first exposed through Roundup? Was it directly through landscaping or through home care?
Home care, just trying to get rid of the weeds and stuff.
Okay. So landscaping at home?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how were you exposed? Was it directly or indirectly?
I guess directly.
Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so that would be directly. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it all the time?
I was the only one putting it out.
Okay.
The
so. Okay. And then if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? A number.
I'd say once a month for 8 years,
Once a month for 8 years, so the math on that would be about 96 times?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
And have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you been exposed to benzene?
I don't think so.
Okay. And have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup you used, was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was a concentrate.
Okay. And do you remember what store you purchased the Roundup at?
Yes, I do.
What is the name of that store?
Home Depot. Home Depot.
Home Depot, okay. And then do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No, I just pay cash.
Okay. And then do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No, I get rid of all of it.
Okay. If you ever find anything that is related to Roundup, please, the attorneys ask that you do not tamper with it because that would help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So the next question is, have you ever smoked?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many years did you smoke for?
Probably 15.
15 years? Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And who is your current employer? What's the name of the company?
So, I'm an electrician. I do work for myself.
Okay. So you're self-employed?
Yeah.
And you're an electrician? And what address can I put down for the self-employment?
Same. It's 5052 Newton.
5052. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Newton Drive.
Newton Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure. So I have 5052 East Newton Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89122?
Yes.
Okay. And is that your current address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is there an apartment number with that?
No.
Okay. And have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yeah, there's a little bit back in.
Okay. Do you remember the time? Or the dates?
No, but I could probably look it up, though, and get you more.
Okay. Was it around the time you were diagnosed?
Yeah. It was after I was diagnosed.
Okay. And how long were you off of work for?
Nine days I was in the hospital for the test, and then 13 months of in and out patient treatment. So,
following the 9 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have July 2017, you were in the hospital for 9 days for testing, and then the 13 months following that, in and out of the hospital for treatment.
Yeah.
Okay, and have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Okay, and what branch were you in?
Army.
Say that again.
Army.
The Army. Okay, thank you. And then, what are your dates of service?
Like basically 1987
Okay.
to 96.
Okay. And then what type of discharge did you receive?
Honorable.
Okay. And were you ever stationed at Toul Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay. And do you receive veterans benefits?
No.
And what is your veterans administration number?
I have no idea.
Okay. No worries. And have you been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, never.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime? Okay. And then can I get some details regarding that? Maybe like time frame, and what the crime was?
Back in like 2005-ish, I guess.
2000,
I had a
sorry, say that again.
battery. I had a battery charge back in like 2005,
2005. Okay. Thank you so much.
2006, somewhere there.
Okay. And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yeah, I've got medical records. I don't have them on me, but I can
Okay.
get them dug up.
Okay. All right. So we're at the last part of the intake. Do you remember the name of your doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, Christensen, Stephanie Christensen.
Stephanie Christensen. And is that in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay. Or Henderson, Nevada? I'm sorry.
Interesting track.
Okay, so I have Stephanie Christensen, and she is located at 1505 Wigwam Parkway, Suite 130 in Henderson, Nevada, zip code 89074.
I believe so.
Okay. And then the phone number that I have for her on Google is 702-856-1400. Does that sound correct?
That sounds great, huh?
Okay. And then, how has your diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's impacted your life?
Sucked. I guess the radiation chemo, it kind of depresses you a bit, and just, I don't know, just it sucked. I didn't know, if that was going to be it or what, so it's kind of depressing, but.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better.
Thank you.
Right, and in regards to treatment, was it the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And do you happen to know the office or the facility that she was working at?
Yeah, St. Rose, Macon.
St. Rose.
Yeah, St.
Let's
Rose,
see.
Macon.
Have Dignity Health, St. Rose Dominican Hospital on Siena Campus, Henderson, Nevada.
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm. And then, do you remember the date or the month where you were treated?
July 17, 2017 is when I was diagnosed. I remember that. And then the treatment date was July 19, 2017.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, we're just about done. I just need one last thing. So we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does this emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not live with me.
Okay. And do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get their first and last name?
Johnny.
Johnny? Last name?
Yeah, last name. Miles.
Okay. And can I get their phone number, please?
702-403-4613.
Okay. So you said 702-403-4613? Okay. And then who is this person to you?
A good friend.
Alrighty. So I have Johnny spelled J-O-H-N-N-Y. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And last name Miles spelled M-I-L-E-S?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and review the important information that I have here just to make sure. So you were diagnosed with Burkitt lymphoma. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then did you say you were diagnosed on the 15th of July or the 17th of July?
I believe it was the 15th.
Okay. So July 15, 2017?
Or July 17th.
July
17th? Yeah.
Okay. So I have July 17, 2017 as the time of your diagnosis or, when, or the date you were diagnosed?
Yes.
And then you sprayed at home at the address of Jordan in North Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89032?
Yes.
And you sprayed Roundup for roughly around 8 years?
Correct.
Alrighty. And I have your name spelled Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, last name Graham spelled G-R-A-H-A-M, and Junior spelled J-R?
Yes.
Okay, and I have your social security number as 530-15-7393?
Yes.
And I have your date of birth as November 26, 1970?
Yes.
And when did you, you said you first became aware of your injuries the day you were diagnosed, so that would be July 17th, correct?
Correct.
2017? Okay, I just needed to fix that. And I have your height and weight as 5'11", 175 pounds?
Yeah.
And I have your email as Bobby, spelled B-O-B-B-Y-G-N-L-V at gmail.com?
Right.
And I have your phone number at 725-279-9293?
Yes.
And then you started spraying Roundup roughly around March 1st, 2009 and stopped spraying roughly around July 1st, 2017?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. And then I have your employment as a self-employed electrician located at 5052 East Newton Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89122?
Yes.
Okay. And you were in the military, in the Army, with an honorable discharge from 1987 to 1996? And you were convicted of a battery charge back in 2005?
Yes.
And I have your diagnosing doctor as Stephanie Christensen, located at 1505 Wigwam Parkway, Suite 130 in Henderson, Nevada, zip code 89074.
Well, Andrew's on Lake Mead.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Her address back then was on Lake Mead. I don't know if it's changed, but...
Okay. That's the current address I found on Google. Does that sound correct or accurate?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
It could be.
Okay. Do you have an address for her?
102 East Lake Mead. At the hospital.
Oh, the 102 East Lake. I'm sorry. Say it again.
102 East Lake Mead in St. Rose, Dominican.
Okay, I see that here. So 102 East Lake Mead Parkway in Henderson, Nevada, zip code 89015.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I have her address is 102 East Lake Mead Parkway in Henderson, Nevada, zip code 89015. And do you have her phone number by chance?
I don't.
Okay. So the phone number I found on Google is 702-856-1400. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in regards to treatment, same doctor, Stephanie Christensen, and that would be located at Dignity Health, St. Rose Dominican Hospital, Siena Campus in Henderson, Nevada. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the date of treatment would be July 19, 2017?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your current address as 5052 East Newton Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89122.
Right.
Okay. And then I have your emergency contact as Johnny Miles. He does not live with you. And his phone number is 702-403-4613.
Yes.
Okay. And then this is a friend of yours, and we do have permission to contact this person, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second, actually. Oh, I did have to ask you one last question. What kind of treatment did you receive for your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? You said chemo and radiation, is that correct?
Yeah, and meds.
And meds, okay. And did you have any surgery or stem cell transplant?
No.
All righty. All right, so you should have received a text right now. It should say my name, Shireen, and Mass Tort Strategies DocuSign. Do you see it?
No.
No? Hold on, let me see. Okay, I think now you should receive it.
Uh-huh.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and click on it.
Okay.
Click on the link, and it should direct you to a DocuSign page. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to click the yellow buttons. It'll kind of direct you around the page, and it's going to prompt you for a couple signatures. If you have any questions, let me know, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, let me check on my end if I received it. Okay, perfect. Robert, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for being patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. With that being said, I'm happy to hear that you're getting better as well. I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my main point of contact. So for any reason you need to reach me, that will be the number you reach me on. If I need to contact you at all, I will contact you from that 949 number. But with that being said, in the next 24 to 48 hours, the attorneys are going to be reaching out to you to verify the case with you. So just be on the lookout for that call. They're not going to be able to start working on your case without speaking to you on the phone to verify the information. Should take about 10 minutes or so. So just be on the lookout for that. But again, Robert, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so, so much for your time. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.